The genesis of this was the presidential memorandum. It was signed on January 28th, and that tasked the Secretary of Defense with coming up with a strategy, a new plan to defeat ISIS within 30 days. So that makes it due next week. And we are working very diligently on that plan. It's a plan that's going to include not only a comprehensive strategy for the defeat of ISIS, but also a number of other things. It's going to draw upon public diplomacy, information operations, cyber, everything else, all of the tools in our toolkit of national power to be able to ensure that we are rapidly defeating ISIS.
Judging by what you say, this apparently was something that's been in the works for a while, correct?
Well, that's just it. We have a very good policy right now and a very good plan right now with how we're working to defeat ISIS. It's going well, particularly in Iraq. We're seeing now that West Mosul, the liberation of that has begun. And you've heard Secretary Mattis say that we are going to continue the fundamental strategy of working by, with, and through others to defeat ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
Does this mean more U.S. troops inside Syria?
Well, I think we need to look at the strategy first, and it's still being worked out. But I know that Secretary Mattis is very much committed to ensuring that our commanders on the ground have what they need to be successful, whether that's authorities or whether that's resources.
Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, J.J. Green, WTOP News.